MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 27, 2025. The Gloucester motorcyclist in a fatal crash has been identified, and the state awards $15 million in housing development grants. Partly cloudy, low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:46 p.m. The Gloucester Times reports a 72-year-old Gloucester motorcyclist who died in a crash Sunday afternoon in Ipswich has been identified. Charles Parisi Jr. was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash, the office of Essex County District Attorney Paul F. Tucker said late Monday morning. Parisi on a motorcycle and a Dodge pickup truck collided in the vicinity of 326 High Street, a section of Route 1A in the Dow Brook Conservation Area. Ipswich police were called to the scene where Parisi was reported down in the roadway. The operator of the pickup truck, a 49-year-old Lynn man, remained on the scene and cooperated with police, according to Ipswich Police Chief Paul Nickus. The DA's office said no charges have been determined at this time, and it's unknown whether any will be sought as the investigation is still incomplete. On Monday, Governor Maura Healey and Housing and Livable Community Secretary Ed Augustus announced $15 million in Housing Development INCEFTA program awards to create 829 new homes in six gateway cities, kicking off the program's first funding of 2025. The announcement took place in Revere, which is receiving two awards for the overall development of market-rate housing on the former Suffolk Downs site. This is Revere Mayor Patrick Keefe.
It's great to see so many friendly faces and my colleagues in city government who are all standing up here with me. Members of the school committee, members of the city council, Representative Gino, thank you for being here. Your attendance is further proof of how vital this site is to Revere and its surrounding communities. Today marks another milestone for Revere and Beachmont Square. Suffolk Downs is a catalyst for economic development and revitalization of a historic site, turning vacant horse barns into breweries, yoga studios, and residential space. Capturing and restoring the environment and transforming it into a community hub for all to enjoy. Hosting summer concerts with the likes of Teddy Swims, Iggy Pop, I know that's your favorite, and our beloved Dropkick Murphys.
Yes.
Today marks a milestone for union labor, and specifically Revere residents. A stronger agreement with good-paying jobs and benefits to raise your families right here in Revere. Today marks a milestone for a new neighborhood, one that has easy access to the Blue Line, sight lines into Boston, and a walk to America's first public beach, and a very short ride to Logan International Airport. Today, just like in October of 2023 with our One Stop Award, thanks to Governor Healey, we're marking these milestones together. The Executive Office of Housing and Livable Communities and great leadership from the Executive Office.
That's Revere Mayor Patrick Keefe. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News. Hours after Newburyport City Councilors rejected Human Resources Director Donna Drellick's reappointment during Monday's council meeting, Mayor Sean Reardon announced Tuesday that he would appoint her to the role of interim director for the next 90 days. The city council ultimately voted 6-4 against Drellick's reappointment, which would have been valid for three more years, after roughly 12 minutes of public comment that saw multiple residents speak out against her. Ward 6 Councilor Byron Lane was absent due to illness. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, former state representative and longtime maternal health advocate Jamie Zalaway-Balsito has now established a political action committee to support candidates for local races on the North Shore. The North Shore Middlesex North PAC is intended to support the campaigns of Democratic-aligned local candidates in the region in order to address issues of poverty, public health, affordable housing, public schools, and libraries, according to Belsito, who lives in Topsfield. And itemlive.com reports the select board in Swampscott voted 4-1 to name Jason Silva as the top candidate for the next town administrator during its meeting Tuesday evening, though Silva won't be officially appointed to the role until his contract has been finalized. The board gathered to interview two of the final candidates, Jason Silva and Nicholas Connors, before debating the candidates' answers and taking a subsequent vote. Aside from serving as the town administrator for Marblehead from 2018 to 2022, Silva currently works in the same position for Dunstable, where he's been since 2022. He also served as the director of community engagement for Regina Villa Associates. The Red Sox beat Baltimore 5-0 last night to pull within four games of the first-place Toronto Blue Jays and stay a half game in front of the Yankees. And the Patriots trimmed their roster to 53 players yesterday, with more transactions predicted. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.